Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. Over to my right,
Mark playing Autumn Squinfrick, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, Human Monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. Hey, leave us a review on iTunes and we'll read it out on the podcast.
Curtis playing Ronan, also a porn star. That is Ronan anyway.
When did this happen?
He doesn't even know what a handy is, but now somehow he's a porn star.
Yeah, that's thinking the same thing.
Well, you just got to think about like what porn is in this world. Like, it's literally people hand drawing stuff. So if he just draws himself in a bunch of pornographic positions,
quotes there.
He can turn himself into a porn star.
He made a flip animation in his logbook.
Hey, who's this guy to my left?
I'm sorry.
So, I am Pete, playing Meta, Animus Shaman.
Yay! You got it right. Good job, Pete.
For the really high-end porn places where they have illusionist wizards.
There's a fetish thing going on. People are looking for Gripply porn.
That would be in Cheliax. You can find pretty much any type of porn that you're looking for, and a lot of the ones you're not in Cheliax.
And Catapesh.
Catapesh, yeah.
That's a little different.
Different critters over there. How you guys doing?
Doing swell.
Just damn glad to
be here.
You
keep that to yourself, mister.
That won't do me any good.
I'm awake.
Hey.
Yay, Pete's awake.
Okay.
So that was how I killed the second donkey for 5 gold pieces.
You're just trying to level up, weren't you?
You know, the first time, but the second time, that bag of grapes was pretty fucking important.
How much XP do I get for the farmer?
We should take these.
Why do I have all these fucking pies?
Oh, that was a good one.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a call from Neil. Hey, Neil.
Hey, dude. What's up?
Hey. Did you need something?
My messenger's frozen. I have no idea what's going on.
Technical difficulty on your part.
It just crashed.
I told you to turn that thing off. Goofball.
Well, he needs
that's
it
what
for
she
something.
Said.
Nope.
Something podcast related.
No, I guess that's okay.
But it's a surprise.
Well, if it's podcast related, then it's fine.
It's fine. Definitely.
Mine's still trying to tell me I'm connecting to a phone call with Jason, but it never even showed up in my messenger.
Freaky. Are you on Kurt's Wi-Fi?
No, but I'm going to restart my phone real quick.
It might be a good idea.
Wait, Kurt has Wi-Fi out here?
Yeah.
Shh.
It works sometimes.
Now you tell me.
The password is his routing number for his bank, so you mind sharing that real quick, Kurt?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
8675309. You know, it's one of the things that they talk about, like, sending checks and stuff nowadays, and I'm like, you know, with my information from a check, you could easily put my accounts on a lot of different things.
You could.
Yeah.
07551-9842.
And routing numbers are actually public knowledge. You can just look them up if you know what bank he uses.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep, all that they're all the same.
It's just the account number itself.
Yeah. Yeah, because the routing numbers are based on location in the country, which is something I learned from Catch Me If You Can, which is a great movie. And I've had to use in the past when, like, helping customers at my old job set up, like, automatic payments. They're like, I don't know my routing number. And I'm like, well, what bank do you use? We can look that shit up.
Cool.
Shazam.
Yeah, and you know, you figure most of them only have so many accounts, so you just put a random series of numbers in there. Something's bound to work.
Not true.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
We'll be there a long time.
We'll call that plan B, huh?
We'll call that the computers recognize that sort of entry and end up shutting you down.
You better hope you have
coming
a good
to
VPN.
Arrest you. You identity thief, you.
Very good VPN. Yeah.
Open up, it's the FBI.
Female body inspectors? No women here, sorry.
No, the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Yeah. Shout out to the FBI if you guys ever want to play tabletop.
we know you're listening.
Just hit us up, you know?
Every time we record, there's a van parked in the front yard.
That's the NSA.
I don't know if you guys remember, but a few recordings ago, I asked about caffeine higher coffee than
Death Wish.
And ever since then, I've gained random ads for different types of coffee on my phone.
They're watching you.
Yeah.
Dude, you need a VPN.
I set up the Wi-Fi hotspot on my phone is titled, Not an FBI Van.
Nice.
When we got our new car, the car salesman's like, well, what do you want to set, you know, for the Wi-Fi? You know, what do you, so you know which one's yours. I said, FBI Surveillance Van 2.
Nice.
the other direction.
And so that was the third time I stabbed a donkey over 5 gold pieces.
So how about the fun we had at FriendCon?
FriendCon.
FriendCon. It was a great time.
It was pretty great.
I had a good time.
For the inaugural event, I think it was a massive success.
I have to agree, other than the two different locations on Friday, which Karen Lady was being very...
Karen-y. Yeah, you should have. I should have left her a basket, like Maths.
Karen was funny that last encounter with her. You know, I did a little research into this Dungeons & Dragons thing, and just a funny conversation.
She asked me what we were doing, and I told her, "Have you ever heard of Dungeons & Dragons?" She's like, "No, not really." I was like, "All right, well, we're playing Pathfinder. It's based on Dungeons & Dragons." She's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go look it up. How do you spell it?" I was like, "I just sent you a text." I really wanted to say that I just sent you a text with Pathfinder in it.
Well,
but I did not.
I know I only made it the one day at the alternate location, but I enjoyed myself. And I was very jealous watching the pictures come across the Facebook Messenger while I was at work.
I tell you, after Farmageddon, it was probably my most favorite con as far as like small cons. But that's only because we had bourbon and steaks on Saturday night in between the game sessions. And that was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
I'll say the only detractor from the whole situation was the stairs.
Yeah, those stairs. You mean the ladders? I thought I was back in the Navy again.
Dude, those ladders. Those ladders were rough.
I have two questions. One, did you guys actually break even financially?
I owe Zach $20 and I owe Tracy $17, and after that it'll be about even.
Okay.
But so, I don't know when I'm going to see either of them again. And I forgot to give them the money before we left.
Well, the big thing is I wanted to make sure you weren't like, yeah, no, we lost $300 on that. And be like, hey, as fun as it was, I'm not going to qualify that as a success.
No. Nope.
Yeah,
I went into very deep mathematics to try to figure out actual cost for everything. And we came out pretty well on the nose.
No, that's good.
We talking deep like 2 + 2?
No, more like 156 parts of 12 divided by 13.
So, you know, junior high math.
Yeah.
You know.
Very, very deep for me on off days.
Second question. I want to hear more about this conversation from Karen Lady. And by the way, listeners, this is her literal name.
Yeah.
Like, no. This isn't just a descriptor. But because you said, like, it was an interesting conversation.
Right.
Like,
well, I was trying not to crack up.
Sometimes, did she
only hit the like the 1980s articles, or was she just like, this is bigger than I thought it was?
She's like, wow, so it's exactly much bigger than I thought it was.
So, you summoned demons in my house?
No, we weren't playing Magic the Gathering. No.
Never mind that pentagraph on the carpet, lady. It's chicken blood. It'll come out, no problem.
The pentagraph is made of, that's a newspaper.
Yeah, I was about to say the pentagraph. I was like, why is there a newspaper made out of chicken blood on the floor?
Red and white and black all over.
I didn't know you could summon demons with a pantograph.
I've been doing it wrong. Why do you think they're going out of business?
You have much to learn, my son.
Apparently because they won't quit sending stuff to people when they ask them 18 times.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that would call for another shout out. Our friend in Bloomington. Yeah. Give me a second.
One Gabe of the two
and
Anderson
Andersons. Gabe was complaining about that for a long time.
Yes, there was a whole saga there of getting the subscription stopped that they never applied for, but they just kept getting it.
Yeah, I get magazines that I have no idea where they come from. I'm like, Men's Health, Women's Fitness,
Men's
food
Health
and,
is a good magazine, though.
Yeah.
So right. You're lucky on that one.
I let the kids look like, hey, do you want to cut things out of these? No? Recycle. There we go.
So back to Karen real quick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She was a super nice lady. Super nice lady. But, you know, I found it really odd that she was that curious to actually go research what exactly we were doing and so on. But I guess, you know, better to be safe than sorry kind of deal. But, you know, wrapping up that part of the conversation, apparently she figured out there was organized play and, you know, on both D&D and Pathfinder.
I told her about it.
Right. So, you know, we chatted about that for a little bit. And then, of course, that got rolled right into, well, think about us again next year. And I told her, hey, look, ordinary year, we're at the, you know, the convention center over here this weekend of the year. And she's like, oh, okay, well, you know.
It was like 10 times as many people.
Yeah, I totally deflated her. But
yeah, then we started talking about that, and she was like, I didn't have any idea that Pathfinder was so big. And I was like, yeah, Gen Con has like, what, 3,000 people there?
Well, it's way more than 3,000.
Yeah, but yeah. They're not.
I think I said 5,000.
There for Pathfinder, for goodness sakes.
Well, yeah. But most conventions have more than just Paizo stuff.
Right.
Yeah. The thing about Gen Con that's so cool is because they take over the Sagamore Ballroom for the entire 4-day weekend, and there's literally like even anywhere from 180 to 200 tables playing simultaneously every slot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Boom.
And they've recently had to start expanding into Lucas Oil Stadium because there's so many people. Just that concept, you know, all the tabletop nerds playing on the football field.
We've supplanted the cool people because now we are cool.
We've always been cool, just society didn't know.
In fact, my first year at Gen Con, I walked into the Sagamore and I looked up and I saw all the banners and the lights and how just huge it is. It's almost like the size of a football field in there. And I told the venture captain from Mattoon, a friend of mine, shout out to Chris Murphy.
Hi, Chris.
I said, dude, I'm like, this is like the nerd Super Bowl.
Yeah, all the iconics up on huge banners up there.
I'm like, look, it's like jerseys, you know, hanging from the rafters and stuff. I mean, this is like our dome, you know.
It was fantastic. I had a similar experience when I walked in there, and I was just like, like all of these people are my kind of nerd? Holy crap.
Wow. And for the people at home who can't see it, Jason literally just pushed his glasses up as he was talking.
He did. Prove my point.
Well, the cool thing was my first year was, it was also my first multi-table special. And for those of you out there that don't know, a multi-table special is the entire ballroom plays the same game at the same time across all the levels.
I bet that would be amazing with that many people.
Oh, my God. It is so much fun. Two huge, like, jumbotrons at the front, and there's sound effects, there's music, there's, you know, the NPCs are all done by voice characterizations by the Paizo staff and the team. And you have success conditions, and you actually help out other tables. It's just a great experience. But that first year, they pulled all the GMs from all the tables back in the back in the tunnels, the service tunnels behind the ballroom, and they gave us our briefing about how we're supposed to report stuff and what we're doing. And I leaned over to Chris. I'm like, you know, man, I said, we should have, like, come-out music start. They should dim the lights, smoke machines, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom, boom. No, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
It's got to be Dirty White Boy by Foreigner.
I was like, let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor.
You murder hobo, you.
What year did you go? What was your year?
My first one was a banner year. It was Gen Con 50.
I was 50. Just a couple years ago.
That's what I was thinking.
I was a late bloomer. I wanted to go for years, never had the money when I was younger. Then I had a wife that was totally against gaming, so I couldn't go then. But anyway, I got to go on the 50th anniversary of Gen Con in my 50 year of life. It was, it was huge.
My year was 2013, and they were running Siege of the Diamond City.
Which
is an awesome scenario, like awesome special.
How
weird
is this? The one that I did, that was the Assault on Absalom.
Oh, so yeah, similar sort of thing, right? Yep. And I didn't get to play because we got signed up late because I signed up and then my vacation got canceled, so I refunded everything. But then I got my vacation back, so it was a thing, and I was mad at my boss.
Sounds like a fuster cluck there.
So we went, and I just watched the special. It's 100-plus tables. And people are just, like, you got runners back and forth from the tables to the, like, basically one person runs for four different tables, and they're all running up success conditions, and things are, like, parts of the city are falling and coming up, and, you know, just all over the place.
Did you camp out at one table, or wander around?
I sat against the wall. Okay. Like, it's open enough, like, and the screens are probably 20, 30 feet up, so you can see these massive screens where they've got, you know, the map of
Nerosan.
No.
Nerosan was the city, right?
No.
Yeah, that was the Diamond City was
no,
Nerosan.
It's not Nerosan. It starts with a K, I think.
Are you sure?
Anyway. Well, I'll look it up. Anyway, they got this map of the city. Mendev.
Mendev. It's in Mendev. That sounds right.
Yeah. Mendev, not a K name. The map of Mendev, and like you're watching it go, like parts of the city go from green to being safe to like yellow, red, and then right back to green, and it was really cool. Yeah.
Touch and go, man.
Have you ever gotten to fight the epic bee?
Epic bumblebees. Yeah, that's what.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that sucked.
So there's, if you get in the red alert, there's an epic bee that has 90-foot move speed, and he has like some sort of blink movement where you can't attack him when he moves, no matter what, and he can attack and move multiple times.
Yeah, Mark was right. Oh. Neosurin, or
it's
however
the capital of Mindev. And Nirosan is the capital of this Diamond City.
I thought Mindev
We were both right.
I thought Mindev was... Well, I will say I was wrong, because I thought Mindev was the country and the city. Oh. So...
But
look at us nerds.
Fantastic. I actually didn't get to play that until it was FlatCon, my first ever FlatCon back in 2016. They ran it there as a special, and it was still awesome.
Yeah.
You know, smaller scale, of course, but still awesome.
Brutal.
Something else about Gen Con and the Pathfinder and the Starfinder now specials, it's the only convention game that I've seen where people will actually start lining up an hour and a half before the special start time in a will call line to see if they can get a seat.
Hour and a half?
Hour and a half. Sometimes 2 hours you'll have people sitting up front in a line waiting. It's like a rock concert. It's freaking cool.
I am aware that D&D 5e is a technically more popular system, but when it comes to conventions, Pathfinder kicks its ass.
Good job.
So, to take a break from the exciting nerd stuff.
oh, good. We're going to non-exciting nerd stuff.
Yeah, also. We're going to go on the boring side just boring. Real quick, because Neil saying he did complicated math reminded me of something. I recently made a spreadsheet that will calculate based on the rarity of an item. It'll make you a 100 spot roll table for any number of items. So you can have like 30 items, some of which are common, uncommon, and rare, and very rare, and it will calculate how many spots on the D100 for each of them.
That's for 5th edition?
It's for anything.
Oh, cool.
You can use it for anything.
You just got to plug in what is rare or not and such?
Yeah, you just decide what... Like, this is for... specifically, what I'm using this for is one of my characters wanted to do, like, a very deep herbalism thing. So he found this, like, list of herbs, and they had rarities, and I didn't have a way to roll them, so I made that.
Wow.
It's like the modern version of the old treasure tables in the back of the Dungeon
Master will this be available on the Shield Bash? Or is this proprietary will stuff?
No, I would freely share it with anybody that wants it. It's just right now, it's just a spreadsheet. I'd have to actually put together a program for it, but I can do that.
And you guys are aware most of those tables are in the core rulebook, right?
No.
Yes. This is not for things that already have a table. I want to put that out there. This is for, like I was saying, somebody gave me a big list with a bunch of stuff in it, but there was no way to easily roll it because it was like 700 items. So I split it up into regions and then said, okay, these are, they had rarities on all of the herbs. So I went ahead and made a calculation to split the die with that.
Yeah, roll me a D700, will ya? That doesn't work too good.
Yeah, I thought about just using the number of items there and doing like an online D whatever roller, because you can just do that.
Sure.
But then it doesn't take into account the rarity of an item, so...
Right. So you've kind of got this prioritized a bit.
Exactly.
Fabulous. That's pretty cool. I'm glad I know somebody as smart as you.
Yeah. Now that we're all thoroughly bored.
No, I did a similar thing when we started Kingmaker. One of the guys we were playing with was an alchemist, and he wanted to go into poison. So, like, I looked at the poisons, and, like...
Purple worm.
I basically graded it, like, by cost... You know, and I say, okay, so we roll, and, like, you find the ingredients for this. I just was a lot more arbitrary about it. Like, you know, like, oh, purple worm poison, you have, like, a 2% chance of finding that stuff.
Good luck.
Yeah. This is, I don't think I would have been able to integrate that set of herbalism resources without something like this, because it was just too much.
Because alchemy, herbalism, there's probably more in herbalism, isn't there? More different components.
Well, it depends on which aspect you're talking about, but... Both can get pretty heavy.
It just depends on how much work you want to put into it.
I'll let Will do it.
I'm willing to do that. I was excited when I finally cracked the numbers on it, so.
Good job.
Yeah, I could hear mouth breathing from 30 miles away.
Eureka! I did it! I did it!
So I was trying to explain how this works to Lexi, and she hates math.
Isn't she going to be a doctor?
Veterinarian.
A vet tech, yes.
It's still a doctor.
Yeah.
Vet tech.
It actually requires more schooling than a people doctor.
Yeah, there's more schooling for vets for some reason.
Well,
that's because
we actually want our animals to live.
Exactly.
And your patients can't tell you what's wrong.
That, you know, humans' biology is pretty much human biology. Whereas, like, cat biology is not the same as dog.
What?
Yeah, you only need to know bird, every horse. Animal.
That's blasphemy. They're all the same, just different sizes.
She's learning small animals now, like mice and rats, and she just hates it.
I bet.
Slugs. Crickets.
She's doing birds.
How about baboons? Is she into baboons?
Ooh, speaking of baboons.
How's that for a segue?
That's a good segue.
It's kind of bananas when you think about it, how good that works out.
Ladies and gentlemen, that'll be Mark's last episode.
Well, it was nice to write him out this way, though.
It's been fun, guys. I just want to go out in a blaze of glory.
Speaking of baboons, we have a, what is this called?
This is Brit's Hour of Chat.
Hey, Jason, I'm calling you again.
Jesus. Do you just want to use
it? I got it this time. We're okay. Good. It didn't freeze this time.
Oh, hold on a second. I just got a missed call. Let me go.
What's the word I'm looking for here?
iTunes review.
Asshole.
Yeah, here we go. iTunes review from a listener named Pumpkin Princess.
Oh, wonder who that could be.
It's a friend of mine. She's pretty cool. Wow, Jason. Wow. She says, currently I'm on episode 34 and I absolutely love this podcast. The interaction between the players is a pleasure to experience. I'm able to listen to work and it's made my work week so much more fun. Y'all are hilarious.
We knew that. I'm glad she knows that now, too.
It's nice to hear other people that think we're funny besides us.
Yeah.
But they think I'm funny or not, I'm still going to make the jokes.
So how much do you owe her for saying that?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, all right.
What's kind of cool about the delay that we have with the posting of the episodes when we do them is by the time we get the new ones out, sometimes I've forgotten some of our gags and things that we talk about, and I'll be like working in the shop, and my wife's like, I can tell when you listen to the podcast because all of a sudden you just start breaking out in maniacal laughter. And I'm like, well, yeah, because it's funny, you know. I just hope somebody else is laughing somewhere when they listen to it and not like, oh, my God, those guys are horrible.
Well, you guys have heard me talk about Alan Cooper Jr., right?
Mm-hmm.
Prefers to be called Coop, by the way.
He's out on the road.
Yep. And he recently contacted me with a series of jokes, one of which was pirate-themed. And I was like, oh, No, he hasn't gotten to that episode yet. And then he asked, "Is like, what's your delay on like when you record versus you release?" And I was like,
"A while,
2 weeks to 2 months depends on.
It just depends.
Yeah,
depends on whether there's a mess at the school or you know if we've all managed to get together and record.
But we try every other week to release, right?
So no, we release every other week. It's more so like we're recording now." This episode isn't going to come out till like January, late December, early January.
Okay.
Right. So that's what he was asking about.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Happy New Year's, folks. This one. Provided we all make it.
This one episode of just shooting the shit, because we've been talking for like 35 minutes now?
Yeah. Like 15?
Oh, yeah, okay. No. Remember, he's going to tell us when we get to 750 bars and then 1,000, he's just going to raise his hand and say, stop.
Yeah, remember 1,000 halfway through the episode? Yeah, that's when I'm like, "Hey guys, yeah, it's time to stop." All right, we have actually almost been going for. I was wrong. Yeah, it's we've been at 25 minutes.
I know. Oh, I really slowed time.
I was just going to remind everybody that Neil's been medicated today. So
heavily.
Maybe he's right.
Yeah. Neil's medicated.
He
every
can
day.
See time.
Sometimes I can taste time, but you know, it's not real normal.
Can't really see it.
Well, yeah, I can taste time too. Like it's a very pungent herb.
Yeah, it comes in a little glass jar.
Not thyme, not T-H-Y-M-E.
Rosemary thyme.
Is everybody on the board?
Yeah. Yes. No, Tam's not there. Hold on.
Yeah, neither is Meta.
Whose bright idea was it to split the party?
Just a reminder, get everybody caught up. Last episode we had what do you figure? That was fifth, sixth episode where the party had been split?
I think sixth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We tried to get back together, but it was ixnade.
Boy, once you get back together...
Reunited and it feels so good.
Thank you, Mark. I knew you'd know what I was going for. Anyway, sixth episode or so, the party has been split. A team went one way. B team went back to the lighthouse. And lo and behold, the A team took care of a mystery of sorts with a ghost.
Ooh.
And... The B team
has yet to accomplish their task.
Well, we're working on it. It takes time.
Hence the B team.
Yeah.
Let's be blunt. They're making great progress. So I think it was 1 5-foot square an hour.
Yeah.
That they were clearing.
Like that. Like, that's pretty good.
That's a lot of lumberjacking.
It's impressive. Yeah.
We have to remember this is a rainforest, so all of the undergrowth and trees are softwood, so that should be pretty easy to chop down.
I think Nath's strength stat is probably increased from all this.
Also, for those of you who don't know, straight true fact, lumberjack is the most dangerous occupation in America.
I believe it. 100%.
It literally has a 100% serious injury rate if you work in it for more than a year.
Dude.
Wow. Yes, because trees are heavy. And they're tall.
Everybody out there who could potentially be listening, yes. If you're a lumberjack, we appreciate what you do.
Shout out to lumberjacks.
And get to work, because there is a lumber shortage, and we need you out there risking your lives to let us build stuff.
Yeah, legitimately. I need a table. I'm trying to build a table, and it's too freaking expensive right now.
Just order more pizzas.
Yeah, there you go. He's wordless. Poor guy.
You never went through that bachelor phase, really, did you? Pizza tables?
Yeah. College, you can get a couch, table, chair, bed, the whole nine yards out of pizza boxes.
When I moved out of my parents' house, our coffee table was a big old Coleman cooler
that we
just put a sheet over, and I still have that cooler to this day.
Was it a metal one?
No. It's
a plastic one, yeah?
Yeah, plastic insulated, mm-hmm. And the thing has got to be at least 20 years old at this point.
How many people had big wire spools in their college place for, like, table? I did that, yeah.
Personally, no, but I knew people who had them.
Four people raised their hands for those of us at home.
Right.
My father, my stepdad, worked for the city of Rockford, so he had the gigantic spools, like kitchen table size.
Yes.
I stained in polyurethane mine.
Yes. That's what we did at our first pad, too. We had one, we're like, you know, we can really make this look nice. Why we wanted to make a wire spool look nice? I don't know, but it's one of the things you do, apparently, when you're in college and you don't have anything better to do. So, yeah, we polyurethane it, stained it. It was like, really nice. It smelled like polyurethane in our house for, like, almost 6 months. And I think we were high a lot of the times in there, but, you know.
Yeah, between that and milk crates.
Yes, milk crates are awesome.
They're entertainment center.
Bricks and boards. Great bookcase materials.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nowadays, that's a like hipster chic when you got the big old cinder blocks and you just run some 2x4s through it.
Industrial style.
It's on Pinterest. It's a craft.
That's cool now.
Yeah, go figure.
And, well, and they're making all this stuff out of pallets. I'm like, shit, we used to do that years ago.
My bedroom furniture looked like it was a pallet. I built that shit myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had old paper boxes full of my stuff. That was what held my mattresses up for the longest time. Which they do really well until my girlfriend started visiting my place.
Uh-huh.
And then those paper boxes really don't hold up so great now.
No.
You know something else that doesn't hold up really good? Thrift store beds. That's what don't hold up very good. Without paper boxes under them, they don't hold up at all.
Well, yeah. It started out it started out as a futon, and then I had to repair it with a 2x4, and the 2x4 wasn't like the rest of it, so I ended up buying more 2x4s. Pretty soon I had this futon that like didn't work, but it was all todd-podged together with 2x4s, so I made a nightstand that was the same size out of 2x4s. It was...
We call them incredible Franken futons.
My wife doesn't really like me to tell the story, but she never listens to the podcast. So my dad and my stepmom, bless their heart, they bought us. Our wedding gift was a new bed. 6 months in, we broke it. The box spring broke. And my dad was like, "How'd that happen?" I was like, "How the fuck do you think it happened, Dad?" Like, do you really want me to answer that fucking question?
Look, man, we took gymnastics classes for this.
Yep. My landlord apparently found out after one night of a lot of fun that my landlord's bedroom was directly under my bedroom.
Mm. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Thrift store beds, not a good investment.
So I never had to experience any of that because Craigslist exists now, and I got all my furniture for free.
You youngin'.
I'll be blunt. If you live in Champaign-Urbana and you can wait till move-out day,
yes.
You got a maid, baby.
Yeah. Yep. That's a thing. Like, there are people who make their money, like, they'll just rent, like, a big U-Haul, drive around campus and pick up furniture and TVs, and then resell them.
Yep.
Since 2013, when I moved into the apartment that I lived in for only 6 months, I have bought all of 2 pieces of furniture. I have bought a couch downstairs, which is my wraparound couch, and I bought a bed. The rest of it has been free.
So... I'm not a bachelor anymore, but I am married, and I have a pallet
fence around my side yard.
That's right.
Set in concrete. I have a pallet storage place that I built inside the master bedroom and a dead space of the bedroom. I have a pallet bed frame that I used or made for my oldest daughter's bed. I have a couple other things I've made out of pallets, and I have 18 pallets left in my garage to use.
See, if I'd have known that, I had another pallet for you.
And
just what he needs.
You have this.
I have paid for absolutely none of the pallets.
I'm thinking those last pallets could make a chicken coop.
I don't need to.
Yeah, you built it just, what, four months ago?
Expansion.
I was going to save this for next episode, but since we're doing this, okay, since I've seen you guys last, except for FriendCon, I personally have been to Pete's Chicken Ranch.
What?
Yes.
Yes. Man. He has six hens, and even though we keep saying the best cocks in Farmer City, he has no cocks, except for his last name.
All his immediate family members.
That's the point. That's the point of the joke. Thanks for explaining it.
Now, let's get back to the baboons, damn it.
Big red-ass baboons.
Great. Enough about chickens on the baboons.
Are they red-ass?
Or are they blue-ass? This is important details.
Yeah, we need to know.
Purple.
Ooh, that means they're angry.
They crossbred.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, that means they crossbred.
And that's why they're angry.
Okay.
That's always better than striped-assed apes, though, because they're definitely fast. Because
them are super fast.
Yes.
While Brett's looking this stuff up, I started the sound effects for when these things showed up.
There it is.
And I have to close waveform to open, like, to be able to, for anything else to pump audio. So, like, I close it, I pull up my sound effects website, and I'm listening to different things. And one of them, I open it up, and I immediately goes like this.
Dude. Wow. Thanks for the warning.
Dude.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Scared the shit out of me.
What?
You were afraid one of the girls got chopped in half or something, weren't you?
No, I jumped.
Hey, wait
and
a minute.
Then it did it again.
Hey, don't do that again, ever.
So hold on, like, I'll take on my headphones.
I'll be using that one.
Damn.
Surprise, Belinda's not out here
ready
yet.
For that.
I think you just woke up my wife and she's in the house.
Jesus.
How do you know that, Kurt? Did you feel it?
Yeah, it's a connection
disturbance
thing.
In the forest. She's awake.
So, I forget what round we were in, but I know I got some injured baboons. One, two, well, Mrs. White was done. That's right. She's laying down, right? Okay. I don't think I was using it this time, though. Thanks, though, Mark. Thanks.
Yeah, you've been doing everything on your notepad.
Paper, this time.
Apparently, we needed more cowbell.
So,
just the look on Neil's face, he's like, what'd I do?
I didn't do nothing.
I'm going to make a character that uses that cowbell just for this podcast.
You know what Jason promised me years, it's been a couple of years now, hasn't it?
We have a healer already. If Meta and my character both die, that cowbell is still sitting there and I still have the shirt.
Okay.
Right. I'm just waiting for the appropriate moment, but I have not played a healer at this table.
You're it biding your says, time.
Well, I also ran Kingmaker for 2 years.
I understand.
Just waiting.
I thought you were going to do a society character with it. That would be fun. Annoy the fuck out of everybody with a cowbell.
I got enough other annoying characters.
I've got us written down.
That. Yeah, like that motherfucker that Tier 11 campaign goes, I'm going to cast level 1 Grease. Ha ha, no charge.
Yep. It's utility spells, man. That's not annoying. That's just being, you know, smart.
Frugal.
I've got us written down to the top of the third round with Bless active for one round and the other Bard active song for one round.
Inspire Courage.
Gellick.
Yeah, Gellick, that's his name. I don't know if this is accurate, but this is what I have written down.
Okay, let's just go with that because I don't remember either. I don't think Jason's gotten that far with editing yet, so...
No, not to the end of it.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
But I do remember Gellick taking over performances.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was what happened in the episode I listened to today. Gellick.
Yeah, that was a different fight with the cannibals.
That was the cannibal fight. Yeah. So, okay. Weird.
Because he had switched... Like, Jarwin had switched over to a fast healing song.
Fast healing for... Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yes, Mark. That one in the front there, that's Jask.
That's Jask.
Okay.
This is the Shiru. That's that guy. This guy. Oh, okay.
Yuroshiru. Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, I know who I am.
I know it's not who you usually play.
I just didn't know where I was at on the board.
You're the samurai-looking dude.
Yep.
Who looks just like this, except the sword's on the other side.
Oh, that's why it confused me.
We had the sword was flip around the cardboard. Yeah.
As a reminder, we've got our lovely Team A playing as all of our supporting cast members.
Non-participating comrades.
Non-participating comrades.
But wait, they're participating now. So are they participating comrades?
Temporarily participating comrades. TPCs.
Yeah.
TPCs.
I like it.
As the industry term goes.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
So Gullick's got Inspire Courage going. So +1/+1, right?
And he'd be right to do so.
He would. And we said it was round 3.
Fight.
Oh, sorry.
Fight.
And if that was what we did last, according to my little thing, that would make it Jask's turn next. What would he want to do?
These things are the bad guys, right?
The actual, well...
The clue pieces are, yes.
All right.
Just because I didn't want to number a bunch of freaking wire nuts or something, I decided, let's use these.
All right, Jask is going to 5-foot step back.
Uh-huh. Away from Mr. Green.
Flip off Mr. Green and cast a spell.
Okay.
Sanctuary on himself.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you hurting for certain? I forget.
No.
Okay. Just check.
Real useful. Thanks.
It'll have its uses.
Okay.
Okay, so that is Jask. That would make it Sasha's turn.
Ooh, Skippy.
No, I didn't skip anybody.
So Sasha is right next to Rusty the Gravedigger.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And she is going to try to... She's got a rapier in one hand and a kukri in the other, and she's going to try and do some stabbing.
Such a weird weapon combination on her.
Okay, rapier 13 to hit this...
Is that with Bless and...
No, it's not. 15 to hit.
15. Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay, 7 damage.
Who are you going after? I'm sorry.
8 damage.
I can't see
Rusty
that.
The Gravedigger.
Rusty, all right.
Who's not a character I remember from Clue at all.
I think he's either an NPC within Clue.
He's got a really nice piece for an NPC.
I know, right? The shovel.
He's very high detail.
It's cool.
Is that a Glock?
No.
Still standing?
Yes.
Okay, Kukri comes in a lot.
She get 2 attacks?
What? Yeah, she's got 2 weapon fighting.
Oh, nice.
Stabity stab. For 4 damage with the Kukri.
4. That makes Rusty go down.
Down, and then she looks over at Ishiru, who's standing very close to her, and goes, if you kill them all before I get there, don't sleep.
Hey. I think that was a warning.
I was reading her attitude here, and she's like malicious and bloodthirsty, so...
Darwin regrets befriending Sasha.
Just want to...
Befriending? Is that the term you're going for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't recall any friendship there.
Bebedding, I think. Yeah. I don't
say it skipped that part.
So that was Miss Sasha, the redheaded gorgeous gal. That would bring us to the top of round 4. And at the top of that round, we have Jarwin.
All right. Super exciting.
Hey, let's do this right here. Everybody, give me a perception check.
16 from Sasha.
16.
20 from Jask.
20 from Jask.
Ashuru, very scared of Sasha, only got 7.
Good explanation.
Jarwin also suddenly terrified of Sasha, 8.
Did Jarwin deflate?
Nath has eyes in the back of his head with a 23.
Nice.
Wow. And Gellick can only think about Sasha with a 7.
Weird.
Turns out that's his thing.
What would you say?
Why are both, why are both of Kurt's characters in love with humans?
What did you say?
Gellick's busy like checking around. He's like, damn, Mama, you got a 7. He's not looking
back. Okay. Sorry. Pete playing Jask, you had something in teens?
20.
Oh, you had the 20. Okay.
Still almost the highest.
Jason had the teen.
Yeah, 16.
16, okay.
And then Jarwin had, Nath had the highest.
Nath had the highest.
23.
Not Jarwin.
Not Jarwin. All right. So we're going to start with what Sasha sees. You realize, hey, wait a minute. Huh. That's really weird. There used to be 5 of them still standing.
There used to be 6, you mean?
6. 6 of them still standing. Wait, you're not counting Jarwin, are you? 1, 2, 3,
that's
4.
That's math.
That's Nath.
I'm counting Nath.
No.
Remember the pretty See? Purple basket?
I had it right to begin with. Damn it, Pete.
Tisk, get attacked.
There used to be five of those. Now they're down to four. Where'd that one way in the back go?
Check Nath's basket.
Nath would be fairly curious as to seeing how he was about to hit that one.
If I thought it was right next to Nath, I think she'd probably just be like, well, Nath probably did something. Or at the very least, he'll say something because he was right next to it.
Okay, then we'll go to what everybody else that didn't get sevens.
23.
Actually 20. Sees. Sort of a blur of purple and red. Descend from the sky, right back up to the sky.
Oh.
I'm glad Ronan's not here.
It's
that's
the purple mountain
is.
Devil.
Purple-headed yogurt spitter of Red Mountain.
So, that happened. And we were on... Who's that? I forget.
Jarwin.
What are you doing? That's right. You said exciting.
Who? Can you remind me the turn order here? Because if...
Jarwin, Ishiru, Nath.
All right.
Me, Gellick, Jask, Sasha.
I'm going to delay until Nath goes and hoping that Nath moves into flanking.
You're going to make me rewrite shit?
No, you don't have to. You just leave it the way it is.
Because when you delay, that changes the whole order, right?
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
All right, so you're going to delay. That would make it Ishiru's turn.
Ishiru glances at Sasha, gives a bow with head, and then rushes towards the one in front. You may say he charges Mr. Green.
Charging Mr. Green.
And he attacks.
Sounds like a plan. Was that a 10-foot charge?
About 20-foot.
Oh, was it much? Okay.
So a total of, with the charge, total of 22.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And he does 6 points of damage.
Oof.
Seven,
thank you.
7 points on Mr. Green?
Hi.
Mr. Green goes down.
Have any of you guys been hit yet?
No.
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 Just Kurt.
Did you really need to ask?
No, I haven't. Have I?
We don't know. That's why he's asking.
Then it would make it. How long did you want to delay?
Delaying until after Nath's turn. So I'm hoping he moves into flanking.
After Nath. Okay. I got to change my little thing here.
And in the aftermath.
Oh, Nath's right there. Okay. So now it's Nath's turn, actually.
Nath is going to 5 foot step over in between the two, in between Miss Scarlet and Colonel Mustard here.
So that Nath will be flanked.
That's what he's doing mechanically, but thematically, he's going to step into the knee of Miss Scarlet and launch himself into the back of the head of, Colonel Mustard here.
Going for Excellent. Colonel Mustard, huh?
Mr. Colonel, sir.
So, first strike against Scarlet, though.
So, one and then two. Maybe three.
Four, you're flanking.
No, he's not flanking against Scarlet.
Not against Scarlet, yeah.
Oh, you're attacking Scarlet?
Yeah.
I totally missed that.
Going to try to clear her before I let myself be flanked. That is a 22 to hit?
Oh, yeah. And then some.
Do it.
Plus whatever my to hit or damage is. 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
That was on Scarlet, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Wah-ba! And then the second attack is going for Colonel Mustard with flanking.
Colonel Mustard for the flank.
16 to hit?
16 hits.
Four. Was that a two? I just picked it up.
Yeah,
so
it was
stupid.
A two.
Two. Four damage.
Four damage?
Yes.
All right, give me some flavor. Was it a knee? Was it a punch? Was it an elbow?
It was a step into the knee of Miss Scarlet.
Ow!
And then a Superman punch to the back of the head on Colonel Mustard.
Nice.
All right, so that was Nath's turn. That would make it my turn.
No, Jarwin's turn.
Oh, yeah. Goddammit. That is correct.
So Jarwin is going to punch Colonel Mustard with his cestus.
Okay.
And that's going to be a hit. Going to be a 20-something.
Yes, that will be a hit. Colonel Mustard?
Yep. 3 damage to Colonel Mustard.
Okay.
Too bad you didn't have a candlestick.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Still standing.
That'd be an interesting version of Clue. Colonel Mustard in the cannibal camp with a cestus.
And that will conclude Jarwin's turn.
I feel like that would be a really complicated version of Clue.
A lot more fun.
So you already took a 5 foot, right?
I didn't move at all.
Do you want to?
Negative.
Okay, just checking. Get Colonel Mustard out of flanking. Yeah. Just checking.
Nath is going to use a swift action to go into snake stance.
Okay.
He may have actually already been, but I don't remember because this is the new recording session.
Yeah, we've slept since then.
He's re-snaking.
Oh, speak for yourself, GM.
Yeah. Sorry, Pete.
I was gonna say, I slept about 45 minutes last night. Is that count?
Yeah. That would make it my turn. Unless anybody else has an objection.
I'd like to go again.
Yeah.
I'm standing right there. I'll kill the next guy.
Jess is finally going.
Okay. Well, Colonel Mustard is getting tired of getting beat up, so he's going to...
Guess he shouldn't have attacked our friends.
5 foot over here.
Oh, yeah, put him right in front of me. That's great.
And try and hit Ishiru with the blood spatter dice. 10's not going to get it, is it?
Not even with the charge penalty.
Okay. Gotta try. The cook is going to come over here and attack Jarwin and... That is definitely not going to get it. Who else I got left here? Oh, yeah.
Scarlet
is going to go here. It's next to Nath.
If you...
Why would she do that?
You could 5 foot step into
flanking.
She's
a baboon.
Oh, that's
they don't know tactics.
I'm going to attempt to deflect that.
Okay. You'll have to... what is it? Opposed rolls on that?
Yeah, opposed rolls. It's my sense motive against your attack.
Against my attack. Okay, my attack is an 18.
I got a 16.
Okay, so I won that one, huh?
Correct.
And now I get to do some damage.
Well, does it beat your actual AC?
Yeah, I don't believe it matters at this point.
It has to beat your AC. It still has to hit your past your armor class.
Oh, well then 18 is my armor class right now.
So yes, it does.
It hits. All right. I do a bite attack. That's what I do.
I didn't know there was two layers to that.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's like an onion.
Onion.
Layers.
Math is an
layers.
Onion.
Like an orc.
A two-layered onion.
Or a troll or something.
He has layers and makes you cry.
Here we go. Nath. Those teeth sunk deep. 4 points, sir.
One for each canine.
Jarwin, it's biting me.
And I think that is all of my baboons. That would make it Gellick's turn.
Gellick will continue to sing, and I'm going to try and shoot the lady in the...
Red?
I'm guessing the lady in the apron is the closest.
That'd be the cook. So hit the cook if you can.
Oh, would you look at that? This character doesn't have precise shot either.
5.
10. This? The level 2 character, sure.
10, 15, 20...
Level 1. 20,
25 feet away? Yes.
CR1, level 2.
That, I rolled a 9. I have a 9 total, and I think because she's in...
She is in combat, yes.
Combat range. So, yeah, I got a 9. She's minus 4. She's a 5?
Yep.
Nope.
Does a 5 hit, GM? Does a 5 hit?
Sorry, no. Not this time.
I bet a 7.
Come on, she's wearing an evening gown.
I bet a 7 doesn't hit either.
You can't move in those things. With a pair of heels, there's got to be a dex bonus.
Penalty.
Penalty, not bonus. Sorry.
So silly. Sorry, no dice.
And I'll just be blunt. I saw Wonder Woman fight in World War II in heeled boots. So let's keep this. Yeah.
Suck on that.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad movie either.
Other than the song that was from like 20 years in the future that they decided to play.
Well,
that would make it Jask's turn.
And Jask saw someone get hurt. Jask is coming to the rescue, provoking from everybody.
Colonel Mustard's going to swing.
This time, I'm sure, you got to make a will save.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Sanctuary!
I got a 14 on the will.
Fail.
Okay, so that means I don't get to attack because Sanctuary is in play, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Which means you still get to retain your attack of opportunity.
All right. Well, that's kind of a bonus.
Now, the other two get the same try.
Well, depending on how you move, only one gets it.
I only see one other. The
no, I intentionally moved to provoke from all three.
Oh, okay.
I still only see two there, Pete.
Why?
Oh, okay.
Cleric of Nethys, Scribe, Daredevil.
That's why, because where you put Nath, it totally blocked my view of Miss Scarlet. Will save fail on Mrs. White. Miss Scarlet, you said 14 wasn't good enough, so 13 is not going to get it.
All right, so they're all going to get another try as I cast a spell.
Oh, no, just two of them, right?
Yeah, just the last two.
Yeah, just the last two. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm adjacent to all three.
Oh, yeah.
All three.
Oh, I guess you are. So
why is Jask an idiot?
Boy.
I think he's trying to take one for the team.
So more will saves is what I what I'm guessing, right?
Like he's yep. trying that's to die.
A no, I thought once you failed, like, that's it. You're done.
Oh, is it? It's been a long time since I played with Sanctuary.
Oh, we got to look it up. Hang on.
Yeah, I think they just have to ignore them, like, if they fail.
Maybe we can get the cult song queued up and play it while we're looking it up. Yeah. Maybe not.
Ooh. She sells Sanctuary. Yeah.
That's over 30 seconds. You got to cut that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, Merv Griffin, he's going to come after your ass. You know he wrote that, right?
No.
Yeah.
He did.
If the save fails, the opponent can't follow through with the attack. That part of the action is lost, and it can't directly attack the warded creature for the duration of the spell.
Oh. So, three strikes, I'm out.
Alrighty.
Dunzo.
In that case, I will cast... Jask will cast Cure Light Wounds on Nath.
Okay.
5 health back.
Nath's looking good.
He's looking better than he was.
And that's it.
Not a bad turn, Mr. Jask. That would make it Sasha's turn.
Thanks, Jask.
For the record, GM, you needed 1, 5, 15.
Ah, so close.
Okay, so Sasha's going to 5-foot step up so she can still do her full attack. And she's right next to the cook.
The cook, yes.
She looks kind of over at Jarwin and goes, "Hi, honey, let's murder together."
Okay. It's not murder, they're baboons.
I'm not sure.
19 and
yeah.
22.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 5 damage and 3 damage, so 8 total.
Okay, 8 altogether on the cook.
Is that with the bard song?
Yes.
Right. All right, still standing. Or crouching, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're up.
Baboons. I don't know. Use your imagination, folks. Okay.
No, hold on a sec. Mark, could you do that again? Everybody. Okay, I'm clipping that. That's our that's our baboon sound now.
All right.
It also works as a dolphin.
I may actually go back and put that in the episode I'm still editing, rather than the scream.
Thank you.
I would appreciate that.
No promises.
All right, if my records are correct, this would be the top of round 5. Since Jarwin was being a jerk face and making me redo stuff, it would make it Nath's turn, I believe.
Top of the order should be a shuru.
The shuru should be before
Nath. Let me look at that again.
Truth, yeah.
That would be a shuru, Mr. GM.
Indeed, it would be.
On your little paper there.
A shuru, yeah. On my little paper here. Thanks, Pete.
Hey, all right. Would you like a combat board?
Nah, I probably would, but...
I don't use mine, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take it. You're talking about the one with the little pieces, and you can put the name on
the magnetic ones, yeah.
Rearrange them and shit?
I might.
Yeah, I'd use that.
I might actually have mine with
me. Well,
mine.
I said... Oh, well, okay, if you got it with you.
They're awesome.
Mine's at home.
Because they're so
cool. But I would want my back.
Yeah, if Jason doesn't want it forever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't used it in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, so. Next time we get together, let's bring it, and I'll use it, yeah.
Give it a shot, see if you like it.
Right? It'd probably be easier than the totem I've been using.
Well, the totem's pretty sweet, actually.
It's kind of cool, but...
It's good, but it's a table space thing.
That way everybody can see their turn order and all that shit, too.
The thing about the combat board is you can add conditions and et cetera.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yep. Okay. So what's Ishiru going to do?
Ishiru sidestep to right to flank Colonel Mustard with Nath, the new ninja. He draws and attacks.
You guys remember that Japanese sword style that's all about drawing your sword?
Yes.
Iyatsu.
What is it called?
Iyatsu.
Iyatsu?
That doesn't sound right.
It is. No. That's the name of the attack that samurais get in Pathfinder 1.
No, maybe in Pathfinder, but yeah.
Does a 14 hit?
14. You say 14. A 1 with a 4?
14, yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
No, 4-0.
Oh, well that... Yeah, that doesn't hit, obviously.
That's a crit.
He gets a sneak attack because he is flanking Colonel Mustard the Baboon. Oh, that is a 15 points of damage.
Wow.
It's flat.
Technically, I don't have improved unarmed strike, so I don't provoke... Or I don't threaten.
He's not flanking with
you.
He's flanking with Nath.
Nath is basket style.
Basket style.
Nath is going to create basket style now.
That sounds like a goal. Hell yeah.
I think you should put a basket with snakes overhead and then punch them in face.
That's very creative. You'd have to punch underneath the basket. It'd be like an uppercut.
Yes.
I was thinking more of like a, instead of stunning fist, it's like a lesser confusion effect. You know, they're a basket case.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yes.
Iyajutsu.
Iyajutsu?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was right.
All right.
So, Mr. Colonel Mustard is dead.
Colonel goes down. Ain't getting up.
That's a too far show.
For those keeping home, keeping score at home. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Count. Yeah.
For those of you keeping home the count,
right.
Good job. Don't let him out.
Right.
I assure you, he does.
Yeah, this has gotten confusing, damn it, without the thing. So that was Ishiru.
It's getting better.
Now it's Jarwin's turn?
Less still
alive. Now it's Nath.
Now it's Nath.
Okay. I got arrows going all over the fucking place. Nath, what do you want to do?
Combat board.
Baboons are using bows now? What the hell?
Holy cow.
Gatling guns, where'd they get those? Oh, it's just poop.
Don't touch me, you damn dirty apes.
Someone had too many prunes.
Any more than one is too many.
Prune juice.
Nath is going to attempt a trip for his first attack on Miss Scarlet.
You make my bowels lose. All right. You make everything.
That's a hell of a trip
through me.
That's a hell of a trip.
Right?
You make my butt sting.
I don't know if they
that was supposed to be the song of Wild Thing, in case anybody was wondering.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, thanks, Fred.
Okay, go ahead, Nath.
I don't know if she still has an attack of opportunity since it was attempted against Sanctuary but failed. I don't know, but
I think we figured out that they retain the attack of opportunity.
Okay.
But they can't attack Sanctuary person anymore.
So she would get an attack of opportunity.
Okay. And that's Miss Scarlet, you said?
Correct.
Okay. She rolls a 13 to attack.
That's going to miss.
Okay, I figured as much. But I just wanted to give you the number.
Yeah.
No. So now what are you going to do?
First attack is a trip.
Trip!
Does Inspire Courage work for CMB?
It does on that because it's an attack action. Roll.
Yes. Okay,
great. That's great. Yeah, that's not going to probably do it with a...
You'd be surprised. Bitches be tripping.
11.
E11. You know, I don't have the CMD figured out here.
They're medium-sized, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be over 11 because it's 10 plus base attack plus strength mod.
I couldn't remember what the base was. Yeah. Is it 10? Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry.
Hard no on that. So
no soup for you.
He tries to kick her legs out from under her and then just goes ahead and hits her instead.
Okay.
And that's the same thing I rolled as last time, so that'll hit, which is 20-something.
Come Tuesday, bitch better have my money.
That's a good roll.
Okay, so you swipe at the legs. I picture the baboon jumping up right as you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do what? You punch it?
Nut punch.
Nut punch in the air. Wham!
What happens if it's a girl monkey?
I uppercut the nuts.
It still hurts, then, just like you would have them, but you don't. Lots of nerve endings down there.
Yeah,
the polite way to say it is grunt punt.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't want to say that one word.
So that'll be 8 points of damage.
8 points. 8 points on, sorry, again, the Scarlet. On Scarlet?
Yes.
Okay.
The only one left.
No, the cook's still there.
Oh,
cook's
that's right.
The maid.
The maid.
Miss Scarlet.
Mrs. White.
Is still crouching, but.
She's not a hidden dragon.
She's not looking good.
Crouching tiger, empty bowels?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Crouching baboon. Empty bowels, yeah. Since prune juice.
Not hardly enough poo flinging in this fight.
No.
I thought that too.
It's more of a chimpanzee thing, I think. I could be wrong.
Chimpanzee?
If you happen to know, go ahead and write us in the comments.
Yeah.
Is this thing we should worry about with baboons?
Do we have any folks that listen that actually work at a zoo, maybe, or... Maybe they just specialize in biology and primates. Let us know.
Or know how to use Google.
Yeah, well, details.
What is this we Google?
We want subject matter Google experts, foo. Not just Google warriors.
Okay. Google foo.
Yeah, we need experts.
Speaking of zoo people, don't we know somebody that works at a zoo?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
I don't think would you kill them?
I don't think that.
You don't know them anymore? They don't work at a zoo anymore.
Hey, that's not funny, damn it.
Not since the accident.
Not since the accident.
Yeah, her had something to do with an enema for an elephant, and it just went badly.
Oh, my gosh, that was amazing.
Did you see that?
That video was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazingly horrible.
Yes, they totally don't get paid enough. I don't care how much they get paid. They don't get paid enough
you
for
gotta
that.
Have a face shield for that job.
Yeah, I have no idea why he didn't have a face shield on.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't
care.
Yeah. I can infer. I'm going to guess a guy got shit on while trying to deal with an elephant.
Way worse than that. Oh, it was like a shit shower.
Yeah. It's a baby delivery.
No, it wasn't.
Was it? No, I thought they were.
No. It was a clogged elephant butt that they stuck a hose up his butt to try to push it out, and it didn't work, so he stuck his hands in there and pulled it out. There. And as he pulled it out, it just poop showered all over his face.
I thought that was a baby.
No.
There was a fecal plug about twice as long as my big gulp soda can.
It was like 8 inches in diameter.
Yeah,
An elephant enema.
If it was a birthing, that guy would die. Yeah, so we're clear.
Yeah,
baby elephants weigh 300 pounds probably.
At least.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
It's the only land mammal that can't jump.
Shout out to Elephant Specialist. If you ever want to play with us, let us know.
Yeah.
I like this gag a lot better than some of the others.
All right, we have a guest spot for
now.
Anybody.
It's Jarwin's turn.
Is it Jarwin's turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're holding that any optometrist that want to come game with us.
Give us a shout out, a like, and a review, and we'll see what we can do.
So, Jarwin, what the fuck do you want to do?
Jarwin is going to punch the maid in the face and hopefully finish her.
All right.
Here we go.
Finish her.
It's not the maid. It's a cook.
Get it right, dude. It's not a natural one, so let's see if it hits.
So does that mean it's a natural 20?
No. It was a 2, so that's going to be a 13 to hit.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Is that with your bard performance?
Yes, that's counting bard and bless.
If you'd moved into flanking, you'd hit.
I can't move into flanking without provoking, so I didn't.
Well, you could be a man and do it anyway.
Nah. Jarwin wouldn't do that.
Says the guy that's got sanctuary spells cast on him.
Jarwin wouldn't do that. That's not tough talk, baby.
Tough talk.
You got your healer right here in the midst. He'll heal you.
Anything else for Jarwin?
You want
to cuss or something?
No, that'll be Jarwin's turn.
Yeah. I think it's my turn now. Does that sound right?
No, I don't think you do. You had a turn last time.
And the time before.
Sure goes after Jarwin, right?
Pretty sure that's how it works.
Okay,
and
so
then Math goes, and then Jarwin goes
Mrs.
again.
Mrs. White has a new target in front of her. It's Sasha. So she's going to try.
Not Bring it Sasha. On, come on.
I really am imagining that we're fighting these people instead of the baboons about half the time.
I'm just imagining the baboons dressed as these people.
Oh, that's what I was doing.
like the baboons like raided a shipwreck. There was a chest of clothes, and they just started dressing themselves in all these.
Yeah.
And Miss Scarlet found the makeup, too. Yeah.
One of them comes out of the jungle. It's like, you know, asking for fire. Says, wants to be just like you.
Ooh, I want to be like you.
You guys seen
Talk
Gremlins?
Like you. Walk like you. Too.
Hey, Jason. Does a 14 hit Sasha?
No.
Darn it.
Yes, I have seen Gremlins. Yeah,
so it's like the one female Gremlin that dresses up and tries to...
Gremlins 2.
Yeah, was it Gremlins 2?
All the lipstick.
The lipstick and the blush and all that stuff.
Right. I told you the podcast I listened to, they had Winslow on it, Michael Winslow.
Yep.
Yes.
And he did a lot of the sound effects for Gremlins.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Apparently, they didn't invite anybody back to do more sound effects for Gremlins 2. They just took all the sound effects they already had and used those.
Hmm. Interesting.
Jarwin, you want to take an attack of opportunity?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a way to save money.
Yeah,
this I'm quite certain will be a hit.
Okay.
It is going to be an 18.
18. That's going to hit.
That's going to be 4 damage.
On the cook. Still going.
That is one tough cookie.
It is. And then
okay, so
Sasha gets some type of opportunity now.
1, 2. Yeah, I guess she would. Because it was more than 5 feet.
4 damage.
What did you roll to hit?
I rolled a 16. She gets +6, and then you get Bard and Bless.
Just wanted to hear it. Cook is now down.
Good work, Sasha.
So long, Cookie.
2 for Sasha.
Damn it, Mark. You had to jinx it.
Well, even.
For now.
Okay, Miss Scarlet's going to take 5 foot.
There's
and get
way.
Parallel to Jask.
I'm glad you killed that one. I don't want you to kill me in my sleep.
And take a swing at or a bite at Jask.
No, she's not. He cannot. Sanctuary.
You're right, because she failed the will save.
Yeah, so I'll have to be against Jarwin, just keep the same roll.
Oh, she could technically bite against Nath, too.
Or Nath, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because she failed the first will save. All right, so...
Yeah, hit Nath.
16 on... I could go for Jarwin. 16 on
Both
Jarwin.
Misses.
Okay.
Roll higher. Do it again.
Okay. Nope. So that was my turn. Brings us to top of round 6.
Sure. No, it doesn't. Sasha
doesn't. I can't look down with the microphone.
I haven't had the opportunity to go in a while.
Jessica hasn't gone either.
Because you suck.
And you'd be right to do so.
It is Gellick's turn, actually.
Moving on.
Gellick.
Gellick doesn't get a turn next.
Gellick is going to continue to sing. And then...
Miss Scarlet's the only one still up.
No, yeah, because the maid or cook or whatever died.
Yep, cook's down.
Cookie
but
dead.
Not represented on the board until now.
I will sidestep 10 feet, continue to sing, and shoot Mrs. White.
It's Miss Scarlet. Get it right, dude.
Mrs. Whatever. White's already down.
That's a 14.
14? 14?
Is that with Bard and Bless?
And the minus 4 for shooting in the combat?
Negative 4,
that's 17.
And a minus 4 shooting in the combat?
Yep, so 13.
12.
Good
it's
work.
12.
Whatever.
That's a... So suck close. On that. Suck on that.
So close. Is that time already?
Yeah.
So that's a 12. Does that hit?
12 will be a miss.
Somebody kill Miss Scarlet so we can go on. Get to a real character quick.
Yeah. That would make it Jask's turn.
Are you dick?
He moved parallel
to
Miss Scarlet.
Jess moves to the other side of Miss Scarlet and says, all right, time to get this over with. Whack.
Okay. Bard song.
Plus.
So you got plus 3 going right now?
Plus 2.
Plus 2 and plus 1.
So for Mr. Jess, that is a 10 to hit.
Oof. Swing better.
But
so much for that
sanctuary is no longer active because I attacked.
You attacked. You're right. So, swing and a miss. And then make it Sasha's turn.
Yep. And I was nice enough to leave the flanking for Sasha.
Thank you.
Who can actually do damage.
I didn't expect you. I didn't think you were actually going to attack. That's why I was like, you dick.
Well, my plus 0 and then my 1d4 minus 1 non-lethal. Or 1d3 minus 1 non-lethal damage.
Oh, shit. I think I'm going to miss. It's 6, 8. Yeah. No, I really miss. I rolled a 2 and a 4, so Sasha's just a couple big whiffs there, even with the flanking and everything.
Yep. All right. Darn it. I thought you were going to finish this.
Yeah, I was hoping to.
Yeah.
This guy has Hand of the Acolyte, no weapon.
So peace. Round 6.
I thought we gave him a miss.
Ishiru, show him how it is done.
Ishiru conflicted. He wants to kill Baboon and save party, but... He is afraid Sasha will kill him in his sleep. What will he do? He thinks for a moment and goes, I think she was just kidding, but I'm not sure because she's scary. But
yeah, Sasha licks the blood off of her sword.
Yes. He moves forward into flanking.
I like it when she licks the blood off her sword.
Weird. Does it make you horny, baby?
No.
And he attacks with a katana.
Katana-san!
Let's see, that with the... Plus 4, that is, he must be really scared. That is only 15.
Oh, you suck.
That, my friend, is the magic number.
Excellent. Now he's going to do bigger damage because he got a sneak attack.
Oh.
That is 16 points of max damage with the Bard song.
That, my friend, was about 10 more than he needed. Yeah.
Zero-san. Yep. He's wonderful attack.
Ishiru is MVP.
He flips off the blade of the bud and bows and says, so sorry, Sasha.
What do you mean? I gotta kill things. I'm happy.
Oh, I am glad.
You gotta slay something later.
Wow.
Ba-dum-bum.
There will be blood.
Wow.
I hope not. Jarwin comes running out of the woods. You're not supposed to do that when we're having sex.
TMI, baby. Let's find out more about that next time on Shield Bash, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Hey, and do rate us. Maybe give us a snarky comment of some sort. See you next time.
Bye. Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.